me is Ken Dinosaucer Masters, and we'll be doing our show not on Skype today, but in person. This is an IRL meeting, so to speak, and it's actually occurring in my apartment on my sofa, and we're going to pass the mic back and forth between each other. How have you been, Ken?
I've been doing fine. How about you, sir?
Doing well. Trying to gain entrance to the ranks of the gainfully employed, which is a little trickier than expected in today's economy, and it might entail going overseas. But that about encompasses my activity in recent times. But as I understand it, you did something pretty awesome recently yourself. What was that?
Going to anime self.
Okay. How was that?
It was pretty good. I had surprisingly a lot of fun, especially for a smaller convention. There were a few, little problems, but overall I thought it was a very refreshing experience, which, in comparison is very interesting. In some ways I had more fun there than I had at AWA, which is, a lot bigger known convention.
It certainly is, but my question is this. In what way did Anime South fare so well when compared to AWA?
Well, it really kind of depends on your preferences. For one, Anime South is if you're not familiar with it, it's a smaller con. This was its fourth incarnation, and it was probably roughly 1,000 to 2,000 people attendance, maybe more or less. That's just how it felt, whereas Anime Week in Atlanta, supposedly the numbers for that convention goes up to 20,000. Also, I guess if I were to go over some of the quirks, the only thing is the prices for Anime itself are, like, for example, the hotel price is about the same as AWA. The hotel at Anime South is a lot nicer. It's at a resort. There's a beach right next to it, and there's an indoor pool and outdoor pool. There's also a place you can eat breakfast, among other things. Also, memberships are also surprisingly the same. Actually, Anime South, if you're to buy your membership there at the door, it's $50, whereas AWA is $40.
Yeah, I remember that the membership was around $50 for the weekend for AWA, but I think I paid a little bit less because I pre-registered.
Yes, this was referring to at-the-door prizes. Originally, I didn't think I was going, and then I didn't have time to pre-register. And also, that's for the basic membership. Unlike AWA and some other conventions, you can get the silver and gold memberships, which include passes to the Maid Cafe and the Mystery Theater, which you can also get at the door, but it's $15 per event. And what the Maid Cafe is, there's a Maid Cafe and there's the tea party. It's you go to a room and you have people cosplaying as different maids, and they serve you tea and certain finger foods for free, of course. And it costs $15 to go to that. I didn't get to check out the Mystery Theater, but I heard some good things about it. That was something that Anime itself, I believe, is trying to start as, one of the premier things, such as, MetroCon. They have their cosplay chess match. So they're hoping to come up with newer ideas to work on with like that.
What is this Mystery Theater? Is it? It's not Mystery Science Theater, is it?
I actually auditioned for the Mystery Theater and got all the way up to the finals. But from what I got, the idea is that people audition for it. Normal people at the con, and then they meet up. I guess I assume they rehearse and go over what they're supposed to do on stage. And basically, it's kind of like you go as your character that you cosplay as, or you don't really have to cosplay at all. You act out a part. People are supposed to follow through and guess who's the murderer. Again, I wasn't able to check it out, but that's pretty much all I gathered. I'm sure there's a little bit more to it, especially if it's a paid event. I'd probably get something free for coming as well. But again, I didn't get to check it out, but it sounded pretty intriguing. Unfortunately, I had other plans during that time anyway.
Do you know if the event has multiple endings? Like, say, the movie Clue?
It is possible, because when during the auditions, it seemed everyone had a potential motive, but at the same time, they had something that kind of contradicted that motive. So it could pretty much end either way. And there, I remember there was a time where the person running it had asked everyone who they thought was the murderer was, and everyone pretty much came, almost everyone came to the same agreement as to who it was, and he was like, okay, you know, just making sure I'm doing my job, and whether or not, you know, that was the solution in the end, I never got to find out. That's something I maybe should go do some research on. But, you know, it was a very interesting idea.
Okay. Based on your experience, what could have been done a little bit better at the con to make it a little more fun?
Well, as I mentioned, it was a small 1,000 to 2,000 people convention, and probably one of the strangest things I had noticed was there didn't seem like there was a lot of cosplay going on, at least not as much as I used to. It seemed like one out of every 5 or 10 people were cosplaying. And a lot of the cosplay, some of it was really good, but then some of it was stuff I had seen before, wasn't very elaborate. So I probably took less pictures at this convention than I have at most conventions. Not to say that the people there weren't bad. I mean, there was a really cool ride-in from Metal Gear Solid 4. It's a really awesome. Yeah. There's a, you know, what else was there's a Parappa the Rapper and Unlammy Jammer.
Oh, hell
yeah. Yeah, those were definitely some of the more star cosplays I had saw. A couple others, it's not quite coming to me. I have some pictures online. Yeah, if you'd like to post a link to that, as well as some other galleries. But as far as anything else, I'm a little iffy on the price. But at the same time, you know, this is a convention. It's held at a very nice hotel. It's probably the nicest hotel I've ever stayed at a convention. I mean, the room that we had 2 beds, a fold-out couch, and a bunk bed, and 2 TVs. Yeah, so that was pretty awesome. And it had a patio, so you can walk outside and get, you know, a view of the beach, too. You know, sit outside if you really wanted to. So what else was there? It would be mostly those issues. And again, it is a smaller convention. They were very organized. There was nothing I noticed that was canceled or moved. In fact, one of the guests, Vic, who does the voice of Edward in FMA, Full Metal Alchemist.
Right.
Yeah, he was there. And he, I believe he was only scheduled to have one panel. He ended up having 3 panels. And he was really cool. He's also a musician, and he also gave out, not only was he selling like some of his music CDs, he gave out a CD that he had made for free, which is him rehearsing John, but in a sort of a jazzy kind of way. Like, it had piano and in certain voice acting scenes and things like that. You know, John from the Bible. Yeah, finally, he's like a really strong Christian.
I have a question. How does his CD stack up to William Shatner's CD where he performed himself reading recitations from Shakespeare and then singing and, you know, performing a blend of the acting, of the theatrical and the musical arts? How does it compare, in your opinion?
Well, again, that's something that I haven't gotten a chance to listen to just quite yet. Probably be something I can, you know, review on the next podcast, the musical works of Vic. But I assume that, you know, he seems like he's a really intelligent guy and he knows what he's doing. I've also heard from someone at the convention that his, you know, music was, like, they actually, you know, saw the CD and went up and said, you know, that's a really good CD. It didn't just come in the conversation, they just saw it, and right off the bat, they're like, yeah, you should definitely listen to that. So I'm pretty interested. And again, since it's free, maybe we can put up a sample or something if there's any requests to hear that.
Just make sure we give it proper credit in the ID3 tags. Yeah, we might even also lower the quality of the sample. You know, that way it's, you know, just to cover our own rears. Yeah, we could definitely do that. I have another question about the cosplay. Was it overloaded with people playing characters from Naruto?
No, there was just that there weren't really that many Naruto cosplayers. It was mostly Bleach and Kingdom Hearts were probably the things that I saw most common. There were a few, like, interesting, I guess, sort of unique cosplays I noticed. You know, someone doing Gogo from Final Fantasy V. And there's, of course, you know, my cosplay. I went as Pit from the black version from Super Smash Brothers. There's also a Fusion Suit Samus cosplay I saw. But as far as the cosplay, the more constant ones, those were the only ones I noticed. Like, oh, it's, you know, it's, what's her name from Kingdom Hearts? It's Kingdom Hearts. Oh, it's Bleach, Bleach, Bleach. Those were the only ones I saw, but it was just like, because it was a small convention, it wasn't so much you kept running into a Bleach cosplayer, it was more like you kept running into the same Bleach cosplayer. But, you know, the people there, they did a good job for the most part, and the cosplay contest was really fun. Wasn't as big as, you know, the one at AWA. It was maybe like 50 people, including myself, entered, but it was still, you know, a lot of fun.
Yeah, I do wish I could afford to go to more cons. I'm not really in a position where I can afford to go to a whole lot of them at the moment, but perhaps after I'm gainfully employed, I can either travel to them or perhaps just hop on a plane and come over to Orlando now and then. Well, if I get a job outside of the country. I am going to save my my potential topic for a future discussion because I want to have someone from Jakt who also is familiar with the same stuff to join in the discussion.
All right.
But I want to thank everybody for tuning in, unless you have something else you wanted to say about Anime South.
Anyone who's interested, I actually, for the most part, recommend, unless you prefer the atmosphere of bigger conventions. I know MetroCon is on the horizon, and I'm hopefully, you know, going to be able to go to that, and I'll have a report on that. FreeCon is on the horizon, and, you know, FreeCon's pretty fun, and it is free, but at the same time, it's, you know, very, very low scale, you know, even, you know, lower scale than Anime South, but at the same time, that is another convention that is working on improving itself. So if you are in the Destin area, or if you're, you know, no more than, like, you know, 5 or 6 hours, I believe there are some people who came from, you know, North Georgia and Alabama, and, you know, they have a real blast, so I definitely would try checking out if you can. I know that the person who runs it, Mark, he's always teasing the idea of not having it next year. In fact, he even made a sort of what ended up being kind of a indirect joke. Last Anime South I went to, which was towards the end of the year of 2007, and then he went out and said, "Oh, there's not going to be an Anime South 2008," and then it ended up being there was none because Anime South was moved to the next week, which was the first week of January. That had quite a mixed reaction because everyone, like, I remember there were people crying, and now, you know, talking in a more serious fashion about how the idea of Anime South 2010 is kind of up in the air because supposedly the numbers were less. So anyone who is interested, I would strongly suggest checking out. I actually made more friends there than I probably had made at any convention. I had good 15, 20 email addresses from people of all kinds, you know, both male, female, cosplay, non-cosplay, or just had, you know, really good common interest, and I still keep up with some of those people. So if you're in the area, you know, don't be afraid, check it out. Well, at least you can do is ask questions. If you did go and you enjoy it, try and, you know, recommend it to your friends, and really, like, this podcast is up here. I recommend trying out if you are interested, and if it sounds like your kind of thing, then yeah. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how they're going to improve next year, because 2010, that's definitely going to be one of those years where, you know, starting anew, and there'll be Anime South 5, which is an important number. You know, really interested in seeing what they're going to do for that.
On the topic of cons disappearing, J-Con is doing its final thing this year. So I'm sorry to hear that Anime South may not be around if the numbers don't improve, I guess. people are starting to really experience that financial crunch, and as a result, they have to cut back on luxury purchases, things that they can survive without, even though it's not comfortable to go without them. I think we were talking about FreeCon briefly. Even though it may be a free con, there are going to be some interesting panels, so I hope that you will come. If you can't, well, that's okay, but if you can, and you can find some parking. Yes, we're going to have it in the Union Building this year, because the Student Services Building was not available for us for unforeseen reasons. So it's going to be in the Union Building, and thank you for pointing that out. And with that, I think that we've exhausted our number, our topics for now. But we're going to have another podcast sometime this month, and we hope that you will be listening to it very soon. Okay, good night, folks.